Hey there, how you doing today on this Thursday? I hope it's off to a great start. Hope you're getting ready for a nice weekend. We got one more day to the weekend, but I hope you're getting ready for the Super Bowl. I'm looking forward to it. I'll have some thoughts on the game perhaps here tomorrow. Some really interesting angles in the Super Bowls in terms of like what to look out for with the Eagles and the Chiefs. All right, I want to talk about the Cardinals, and I want to talk about this reset. And I'm not going to talk about the reasons why it's not a reset, like go player by player, or who they're not committing to, and you know they don't. Doesn't seem to be a lot of wiggle room, at least now, for young arms in the starting rotation. I've been through all that before, but what I want to do is kind of take the whole reset thing and kind of turn it upside down. Because as you know, I've made fun of Cardinals management for declaring 2025 as year of the reset. I get some pushback on this, which is fine. I welcome it. It gives me a chance to explain myself so others can have a better understanding of the point I'm trying to make. Sometimes I don't make the points as well as I should, so I'm always happy to explain, elaborate. So about the reset, as usual, under President of Baseball Operations John Mozeliak, the Cardinals are going halfway with this, maybe less than halfway. You know, you look around the majors, you see, you know, people who run baseball departments and other organizations, they take some bigger steps. I mean, I'm not saying everyone's going to take like these gigantic steps. There's going to be some teams that are more conservative than others when it comes to signing free agents. There's different levels of this. And, you know, other organizations, you see people taking bigger steps than the Cardinals, because the Cardinals aren't really taking any steps this offseason. More on that in a little bit. And Mozeliak, as we know, is a half-measure guy. That obviously wasn't true when Mo traded for Paul Goldschmidt before the 2019 season, and when he acquired Nolan Arenado in a trade before 2021. Those were absolute big moves. They were power move acquisitions, but they were followed, unfortunately, or maybe I should say not followed, by other impactful additions. They were followed mostly by the typical John Mozeliak half-measure moves, especially with pitching. I also understand that Mo doesn't operate alone and that the payroll is set by the DeWitts. Here's the kind of the heart of the matter I want to pursue today. As you know, because you've heard it, you've read it, and John Mozeliak will reiterate this when he goes on with my friend Tom Ackerman, the sports director at Camo X on Sundays. You know, the front office and manager Ali Morrill and the players, well, you expect the players to be, you know, fired up. I don't make fun of them at all because they don't make decisions about the roster, right? But the front office and manager Ali Morrill have talked themselves, it seems to me, into believing that the 2025 Cardinals are going to exceed expectations, might contend for a playoff spot. Hey, we could sneak in there. Anything, you know, listen, anything is possible in a top-heavy National League. You know, you have six playoff spots available in the National League. And you know, I'm reluctant to, like, rule out any team. But maybe a couple, but I'm just saying. There's always a chance. And, oh, my gosh, please don't think that I'm endorsing this view that the Cardinals, oh, you know, they're right. No. I'm very much a skeptic of that. But when we hear about them always talking about, well, I think we're better than people realize. I think we can surprise some people. I think that we're going to exceed expectations. I think we're really going to entertain. I think we're going to be exciting and blah, 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 blah. I think that's one of the reasons, because they've talked themselves into this. I think it's one of the reasons why the Cardinals have pulled back on this, quote, reset season. And the sales pitch that comes with it. Some of it's going to be a reset, but not what they led us to believe at the beginning of the offseason. The reset, as I said a million times, is down below. Minor league infrastructure, player development system, teachers, instructors, technology, equipment, facilities, all that stuff. Okay, now here's the question. If you're the man in charge of the baseball operation and you think your team's going to be a surprise, then shouldn't you make some moves to make the team stronger? If you think you're all that good, all right, if you think, hey, man, you know, we're better than you all think, okay, we're willing to play along a little bit. Well, why don't you make some moves to make the team stronger? Now, I'm not delusional. I'm a little nuts, a little crazy. I'm not delusional. I ain't talking about big contract acquisitions. That ain't happening. There's no chance of that happening. I'm talking about, ironically enough, some of these half-measure moves that Mozeliak is so fond of, and sometimes they work for what they're intended to do. Like, you can't make a half-measure move when the situation calls for a big move, right? And that's what they do. They settle for half-measure. Now, this is a different kind of season. And so given the limitations, there's still room for some half-measure steps that can reinforce your roster a bit. But as I've talked about on the Bernie Miklas show here a lot, it's like, you know, it can't be a reset if you're, you know, you're, hey, we're keeping Ryan Helsley because we think we're going to be really good. We're going to hold on to him. You know, he can be a free agent after the 2020 season. I suppose the Cardinals could auction him off at the trade deadline. But for now, I'm only talking about the players that they have and the players they say they're going to keep. That's all I got to work with at this moment. Mozeliak is keeping Helsley and two other starting pitchers who can become free agents after 2025. That would be Eric Fetty and Steven Matz. Miles Michaelis is another pending free agent, but you don't really want me to talk about him, right? Because the Cardinals in their wisdom gave Michaelis no trade protection in his contract extension, so he can veto any trade. I understand there may not be much of a market for Matz, the frequent injured list resident. If they had injured list points, like, he'd be getting, you know, all kinds of rewards, you know, like frequent flyer points or, you know, hotel chains that, you know, he is a Diamond Club member of the injured list. If the Cardinals are willing to absorb a significant percentage of Matz's $12.5 million salary this year, maybe he would have a little more appeal in the market. I don't know. The Cardinals haven't exactly been creative with anything as far as trying to have it both ways. You know, well, you know, we want to reset and give opportunities to younger pitchers. But it's like, oh, no, I know we like Steven Matz. You know, they want to have it both ways. So they can do what they want. I'm just calling them out on the fact that they're sort of caught in between. Again, what do I always say? Pick a lane. They're always in the middle, or they have been in the middle for too long. But more than anything, we talked about the guys who are still here, including Arenado. I still think he'll get traded, but who the heck knows? More than anything, the Cardinals are keeping these guys around because, once again, management and the manager are drinking a little Kool-Aid about their team's quality. Pecota and Fangraphs, listen, it's not the Bible, okay? Old Testament or New Testament, it's not the Bible. But Pecota and Fangraphs both project the Cardinals as a 78-win team in 2025. They could be wrong. They could be wrong on the low side. The Cardinals could win more than that, or they could be wrong on the high side. The Cardinals would win less than 78. Who the heck knows? That's why they play the games. But that's just a general snapshot of the projections of where some pretty smart projection systems, where they see the Cardinals. If the Cardinals are a bust and they fall out of realistic playoff contention, then Mozeliak might reconsider his stance to stay the course with Helsley and Fetty and so on and so forth. Now, let me get back to my main point. If you think your team can be good, and you keep telling the media, oh, we really think we got something going on here. We think we're going to be better than you all think. We think we can surprise some people. Yeah. We really think we can outperform expectations. Yeah. Okay, well then, if you'd like to prove us all wrong, fine. I think we all would love that. We would welcome that. Prove us wrong. That would be great. It'd be much more fun season. I'd actually draw a few more fans. But why don't you then follow up your words by giving this team a better chance to win more games? Just by having better depth, having some more options in the bullpen, having a right-handed batter. As of this morning, 28 major league teams have signed 151 free agents. That, according to Roster Resource at Fangraphs. 28 major league teams have signed 151 free agents. Only two teams have stayed completely out of the free agent market, major league free agent market, altogether as of 1:54 right now in the afternoon Central Time. 151 free agents have been signed by 28 teams. The only two teams to stay out of the market altogether are the Miami Marlins and the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, look, I'm on board with the reset of bringing in smart people and those smart people hiring other smart people who then hire more smart people. And that's how you fix your minor league system, your operation, your infrastructure, and you do a better job of developing your young players, because they have talent down below. They just don't develop them very well. And so I'm all in board with that, because it's way overdue and it's absolutely necessary. And it gets the Cardinals back to being to a strength that was a big part of all the winning they used to do before they let all that fall apart. So, but should you really be hanging around? Like, we're talking about who's spending money in the offseason. I mean, the Cardinals are not a pauper franchise. None of them are. But my point is, like, you can still kind of see Miami, why they're, you know, Miami never has a plan anyway, and they don't draw anyone. And, you know, the Cardinals are going to have good crowds next year. They're going to still do well, relatively speaking, in home attendance. It's going to be down, but, you know, there's going to be activity at Busch. There are going to be people filing in. There's going to be good size crowds. Not the way it used to be, but it'll still be all right considering the downturn. But so what are you doing hanging down there with Miami? I mean, not one minor, not minor league, but one just kind of moderate free agent. Come on. If you're keeping Helsley, shouldn't the Cardinals make sure to reinforce the setup relievers in front of him? Andrew Kittredge, who did such a fine job last year, he walked as a free agent to Baltimore. I got that. They gave him a pretty good salary. So good for him. I didn't expect them to keep Kittredge. It's not even something I want to debate, because I know it wasn't going to happen. It was to be expected. So how about finding a piece or two, a replacement piece or two, to join their cast of setup relievers? Again, going back to roster resource, as of Thursday morning, there were still 47 unsigned major league relievers on the free agent market. 47. Now, listen, you can go to roster resource and at FanGraphs, and you can enter the search terms. It's really easy, and you can take a look at those guys. And by the way, I'm not saying they're all Mariano Rivera or Lee Smith or Trevor Hoffman, Tom Henke. I'm not saying that at all. There's some injured dudes on there, high-risk guys on there, a bunch of guys who are just guys, nothing special. But there's also some talent on there, and talent that I assume can be had at a reasonable price. Now, the Cardinals may have other plans. I know that I believe that, you know, when a couple of guys could be more important, like using Matthew Liberatore and Ryan Fernandez in higher leverage spots, which is fine. Maybe that's what they're planning. Or maybe they're keeping space open for a minor league reliever who showed promise in 2024, like the guy they got for Paul DeJong from Toronto, Matt Swanson, if that's how you say his name, 27 saves at AA Springfield last season. Then he went to the Arizona Fall League. He struck out an average of 12 batters per nine innings. He had a high ERA, but that's neither here nor there. He looks like he's got good stuff. So maybe they're keeping some room for prospects on the way. That's fine, because that would go along with this reset project that isn't really a reset yet. We'll see how the season plays out. But I'm just trying to make a point. Like, I'm not here to talk about, well, you know, let me review every minor league reliever. I'm not. No. My videos are too long as is. I'm just trying to make a point here. If the Cardinals really believe in their team and want the fans to believe that 2025 is going to be more rewarding than any of us expect, well, it would probably help to have at least one more good established major league reliever of some quality to keep that strong bridge that we saw, that bridge to lead that leads to Ryan Helsley in the ninth inning to close out a game, to keep that bridge strong in the late innings. And you can never, ever have too many relievers the way the games are run today. The Cardinals could also use some balance offensively, and they could move closer to that by hiring or obtaining a right-handed batter. I checked this morning, and I'm not going to review the entire list because it's too long. And obviously, a lot of these hitters are mediocre or whatever you want to call them, but There are some good ones or decent ones on there. And four switch hitters and 28 right-handed batters were still available on the free agent market. Four switch hitters, 28 right-handed batters available as free agents. Now, perhaps Mozeliak is waiting to see if he can consummate an Arenado trade, which will give him some extra money to work with, or perhaps the Cardinals are waiting for the prices to drop on the free agent relievers and the right-handed hitters, and they anticipate that players are going to get real nervous as spring training is just about to start. They're going to get real anxious. They're going to want to sign. They're going to take less. You know what I'm saying? Because pitchers, more than hitters, pitchers, relievers, or starters are creatures of routine. Missing most of all spring training can be hazardous to their performance. Remember when the Cardinals signed free agent reliever Greg Holland before the – well, actually, it was right around the time the 2018 season was beginning. He missed all spring training while waiting for an acceptable offer that never came. He just kept rejecting offers, and then he didn't have a job. And it was literally just about opening day when he signed with the Cardinals. This was after Mike Matheny begged and pleaded and kind of hounded Mozeliak to sign Holland, who was had some good years with the Royals. I remember some conversations during that time. I don't think Mozeliak was all that fired up about signing Holland. But, you know, Matheny was just relentless about this. And I think then Mozeliak was like, well, all right, I'm going to give the manager what he says he absolutely needs. And then Mo convinced Bill DeWitt to sign off on a one-year, $14 million deal to sign Greg Holland. But Holland was an absolute mess after missing the entire spring training. And for $14 million, 2018, $14 million, he gave the Cardinals 32 appearances, 25 innings, and a 7.92 ERA before they mercifully released him on August 1st. Remember Jordan Montgomery last season? You know, as time went on and on and on and on in spring training, I mean, some of my pals in the local media were just writing columns and having fits about, oh, the Cardinals, they have a chance to be really good. Now you can make sure you're going to be really good. You got to go get Montgomery. You got to go get Montgomery. You know, I remember sending an email to a friend of mine. I said, you know, I know what you're saying, but you do understand he's not like there's no spring training here, and that can really mess pitchers up. I wasn't convinced under those circumstances that Monty would be any good. I thought he might have some problems. He's actually much worse than I anticipated. After the Scott Boras client, no more. He fired Boras because of this. After the Scott Boras client held out the entire spring training, he finally signed a deal with Arizona. It was a one-year contract plus a player option for 2025. Montgomery was rusty. He needed time to get ready, get sharp, la-da-da-da-da. He didn't start his first game for the Diamondbacks until April 19th. He had a lot of problems. He was terrible. He made 21 starts. He pitched to a 6.40 ERA, which was the worst in the majors by pitchers, starting pitchers who threw at least 100 innings. He made a few appearances in relief. They're not worth mentioning because he's a starting pitcher. Arizona paid $25 million for that last year. And now Montgomery, because he had a player option in the Boras contract, he picked up his player option for this year because he knew he wasn't going to get $22.5 million from somebody else. So he's back with Arizona. And the owner of the Diamondbacks earlier this offseason was on their flagship station. And he basically said, blame me for that signing. You know, just blame me. It's my fault. And, you know, he was clearly ticked off that they gave $25 million. It's going to turn out to be $47.5 million to Jordan Montgomery, who last year had the worst starting pitching ERA in baseball. Oh, he was Ken Kendrick. He was livid. Listen, I use this as an example of what can happen if you sign pitchers who miss spring training. It's risky business. So if Mozeliak has got an inkling to sign a reliever or two, we'll do it sooner. Do it later. Once again, I'm not talking about big ticket guys. I'm talking about affordable guys. Don't wait until it's too late for them to get in shape and get sharp by being there with enough time left in spring training. Better yet, all of spring training. As for adding a right-handed batter, it's kind of important because last year Paul Goldschmidt had his weaknesses, but he had strong performance against left-handed pitchers. But even with Goldie putting up an 839 OPS against lefties last season, the Cardinals as a team turned into third worst offensive performance against left-handed pitchers over the last 15 seasons. Third worst over their last 15 seasons, their effectiveness against left-handed pitchers. So, yeah, they could use a capable right-handed bat. So let's try to wind this down. If the Cardinals aren't committed to a true reset of the major league roster, in other words, well, we're not going to spend money because we want to give opportunities to all of our kids, even though I still see Lars Nootbaar referred to as a kid. I think he's going to be 28 or close to it. He's not a kid, but I get it. I'm sorry to be crabby about that. So I use kids sarcastically, but they keep telling, oh, no, it's all about the young players and the young pitchers. But not really. Not as much as we were led to believe anyway. But here's the deal. If they aren't committed to a true reset of this roster and the front office and the dugout staff are so confident that the Cardinals can perform better than projected and better than we all think, all of us negative, nasty people, then Mozeliak should back up his own opinion. Matt, back up your own opinion. Back up the opinion of your manager. You back that up by taking the team you like better than we do as far as what's possible. You back up your opinions by investing in that team. If you're enthusiastic about the team and it needs a little help, again, we ain't talking about superstar contracts. We're talking about what you have and making it better. Maybe you win four or five more games because of it. If you're that enthusiastic about the team, well, why don't you put some faith and some money in the team rather than just kind of sit back and say, well, the media doesn't think we're going to be very good, but I think we're going to surprise some people. You know, it doesn't matter what we think. You're the one saying the team's going to be better than we think it's going to be. And you got a chance to be one of the little sneaky playoff teams. Didn't say that literally, but you know what I mean. Well, fine. I got an open mind. But it would mean a lot more, and you'd have a lot more credibility if you actually tried to put something into the team. You haven't spent a dollar in free agency, and I'm one of your guys in terms of saying I just want you to spend money smart. I don't need the Cardinals. I've said this for years when I say I'm one of the guys because you know I feel like I'm talking to the wall, but I never have understood, nor will I ever understand over this final year why people want John Mozeliak to spend more money poorly with these misguided free agent moves. But this isn't, we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, moves that'll just tweak it and make you better, give you more depth in your bullpen, add a right-handed bat that you need. We're not talking about big expensive moves here. But I'd like to see them kind of prove that they're telling the truth about, you know, seeing a chance for them to exceed these expectations. But to do that, if you really think you have a successful season, well, you have the chance of a successful season. Well, then make a couple of moves that can help you have a successful season, at least increase your chances. Or maybe just stop with the public relations campaign to convince fans that the Cardinals can become a surprise and you just watch, become a sneaky contender. You just watch. When you believe in your team, you don't just let your team sit there. You try to enhance the roster. And if this team is as capable as the bosses tell us, well, even some modest roster upgrades can help the cause. And think about this as well. The Cardinals are worried about, you know, attendance. They're concerned about this new direct-to-consumer streaming service that are going to offer to the fans to watch their games. If the 2025 Cardinals are a surprise team, and if they do much better or better than people expect, well, you're going to sell more tickets to Busch Stadium, and you're going to sell more subscriptions to that direct-to-consumer streaming package that you're going to be hawking soon. So take action. Take some action if you believe this stuff. if you're not going to take action, just sit down and be quiet about this being a surprise team. As a famous writer named Billy Shakespeare once wrote, "Things won are done. Joy's soul lies in the doing." Listen, if that's good enough for Bill Shakespeare, you know, I think John Musialek ought to heed those words of advice, that guidance. Seriously, if you're not going to have a full reset, if you're not really going to give opportunities to guys like Victor Scott, or you're going to have Ivan Herrera sitting around because you're using some excuse because, you know, you think you have Johnny Bench in Pedro Páez. If you're going to deny opportunities to young starting pitchers, and all that stuff. Well, listen, you know, if you're selling a dream that this can be a good team, okay, again, back up what you're saying. If you love this team, try to make this team you love stronger than it is. And I'm even saying you don't have to spend a whole hell of a lot of money to do that. All right, I'm done. Thanks for watching. Don't think I'll have a video later, but you never know with me. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate it. Please subscribe to the Bernie Miklas Show. Hit the like button and make some comments. I haven't been good about getting in there. I've been really, really busy. And I'm going to have to get to work on some of that responding. But it's tough to do that with my schedule and doing all these other things. That KMOX keeps me awfully busy, which I like, but I'm just saying. All right, take care. We'll be back by latest tomorrow morning sometime. Thank you very much.